Perhaps you've heard this one before. You are going to need $1 million to retire. Your initial response may be to ignore such counsel. After all, that number just seems a little too round to be right. Moreover, it seems that one might be able to get by with less than $1 million stashed away for retirement. But as reported by CNN Money, that $1 million figure isn't completely meaningless. In fact, if you're an average earner, that $1 million figure might actually be the right number to target. Even with Medicare benefits, according to most recent projections, a healthy 65-year-old couple today can expect to spend $400,000 on healthcare, if not more, during retirement. Then there's housing. Seniors today are currently spending more than $15,000 a year on housing. If one is retired for 20 years, that translates into $300,000 on average. And then there's another $7,000 a year on transportation, which over 20 years translates into about $140,000. Oh, and then there's food, which costs about $5,500 a year, and clothing, another $1,400 per annum. Wait, there's more. Water, heat, electricity, phone service, and cable. Add all these items together, and $1 million may be just about the right financial goal for many of us. Of course, there's retirement income, including from Social Security. But there's at least one expenditure still left to consider, the cost of long-term care. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.